Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing you strategic content marketing and support to reach your target audience and boost engagement. And Shahab, you've got our guest this time. We're looking at mobile and social and PR, so tell me.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, it's not necessarily a topic that we cover a lot, which is why I'm very excited. I actually met Martin Waxman, who's our guest today, at South by Southwest, the extension that they had in Las Vegas. And, you know, just smart guy. And I wanted him to come on the show, and he gladly accepted. Just for a little bit of background for listeners out there, Martin Waxman is a social media content marketing and communications strategist who's not only co-founder of three PR agencies, he's also a member of the South by Southwest Interactive Advisory Board and, you know, conducts social media training, workshops, things of that nature. And what he helps his clients do is uncover, create, and amplify their brand stories. And so what we want to do is see what he has to say as far as, you know, how mobile has changed all of that. So welcome to the show, Martin.
Thank you, and thanks for that great interview. It is a real talent to turn a written interview into something conversational, and you did that.
Well, thank you. And you have your own podcast as well, so I'm thinking this will be fun.
Yes, I do, but it's also great to be on another podcast where you're kind of sitting in the hot seat as opposed to sitting in the seat where you're asking me questions.
Well, then let's put you right in there. So okay. PR and mobile communications, is there a fit? I mean, most people would say no.
I think potentially there's a great fit. I think right now we're in a situation where we're kind of trying to put a square peg into a round hole. You know, PR had traditionally relied on the news release for so many years. And in fact, the answer, and I know I'm oversimplifying, but the answer to every PR question could almost have been, let's do a news release about it. But these days, news releases aren't really made for mobile platforms. For one thing, they're really text heavy. There's a lot of stuff in them. It's not easy to find the contact information. But that said, a news release is a platform, and I think the PR industry needs to adapt that platform to be able to reach the people we want to reach, whether it's online media, bloggers, influencers, on mobile devices, which is where we are.
So how do you do that, Martin? I mean, when I think about what I'm getting, because I'm on two sides of the coin here. I am an analyst and a journalist, so I'm getting stuff coming in, you know, being fed like a fish in a fishbowl, right? So I get the press releases. I'm also myself advising clients about this in the other direction. And I've noticed that I see a lot more sort of, rather than a press release, I get this sort of like this one-liner pitch that says, we do have a press release, but we're not going to, you know, stuff it in your email right now, but we will tell you about it and sort of gauge your interest, and then we can have a conversation later. I mean, is that what's happening? Is that the fit between mobile and social and PR now?
That's a first step. And I think it's as step because, unfortunately, what happened to a lot of PR people is we went from being relationship builders to becoming spammers. And part of that was, you know, the invention of the fax machine, which let us, you know, print broadcast faxes to so many people. I used to have a really good friend who was a journalist, And I came to visit him in his newsroom one day in Toronto. And he said, hey, you know, we've got a special file for all your press releases that you fax us. I said, okay, great, show me. And he took me to the fax machine, and there was the circular file, a garbage can, and that was where the press releases were going. So that was their file. You know, that was amplified even more with email, where we just kind of BCC'd to everyone. And it's awful, you know. It created a situation where we're sending out irrelevant pitches. So hopefully asking if a journalist is or a blogger is interested is the first step. You want to be brief, and you want to hopefully capture their attention. But, you know, before that, you need to do research to make sure that what you're sending is relevant to that person and is something they might be interested in. And it's not that hard to do that. You just have to read and search, but you do have to take the time to find out. And that's something that I think the industry needs to shift, you know, from sort of like, okay, let's get out there and just send stuff, to build those relationships so they'll be there when you need them.
Which I think is also mirrored on, you know, how people have learned to communicate on social media.
Yeah.
You know, relevance.
Relevance. And you don't have to have a relationship already built up, but you need to know how to build it in a way that you're not – the first encounter isn't an ask. You know, I'm not coming up to you and saying, hi, I want you to do this for me. Oh, by the way, here's my name. You know, you want to try to help that person first, or show that, you know, in some ways you understand them, understand what they need, what they're looking for. It's a real two-way street. I mean, that's great. I think if you go back to the history, it always was, but it changed to becoming a broadcast medium. And now hopefully really good PR or social PR can be more of a conversation.
So what I'm hearing, Martin, here is that, you know, at the end of the day, although there are tools to automate outreach and social media and all the rest of it, it seems to me that it's all legwork. It's all researching the individual journalists and bloggers, finding out what is relevant to them, and then outreaching to them sort of one-on-one. Or are there any shortcuts here, or is it just a whole lot of work?
You know, there are some shortcuts, but I think it's a lot like when you're digging a hole in your garden. You know, you can automate that with certain tools, but you still have to dig the hole. Now, hopefully the PR people aren't digging a hole. But, you know, platforms like Hootsuite, for example, are a really good tool, I think, to use for mobile communications. One, you can see it on your desktop or your mobile device. But two, you can segment people by lists, and you can make those lists private or public, whichever you want, whichever works for you, and follow conversations. And that way you get a really good idea, say, of what the influencers you're trying to reach are talking about, what some of the trends are, and how you can hopefully insert your stories into those trends in a way that doesn't make you seem like you're butting into a conversation. I would say it's not a great idea to at someone a public pitch, although I see that all the time. I think that's where you need the relationship. You don't want to say, hey, at so-and-so, I just have this brand new product. You should check it out. Because I know when I get those, and you know, being now in PR and also being a blogger, you kind of see both sides of it. And you see some of the worst pitches. And every time I get one of those, I feel my face turn red, because it's almost like someone has approached me on the street and just started selling to me out of the blue. So I think you got to really use your judgment and figure out how you can talk to people. It's not called social media for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that brings me to my next point, which is press release. So those are, you know, essentially outside of a conversation, and they're not really built for mobile necessarily. So does it have a future, or will it be, you know, relegated to that pile by the fax machine?
Fax machine, you know, Shahab? Did you say fax machine?
Well, from that earlier, you know, from that earlier example. Am I dating us here?
No.
Thanks.
Just having a little fun here.
Lawyers still fax, right? So with all due respect to lawyers and some real estate agents. Anyway, I think that the press, if you look at the history of the press release, it was created at the turn of the last century by a guy named Ivy Lee, who was a former journalist, to basically show that PR people could speak the language of journalists. So that's what it was, and that's what its format is. It mirrors what an article is, you know, the headline, the dateline, the lead paragraph, that inverted pyramid of information. And that's all good except that maybe there's a different format that we can use to tell our stories, that one has more visuals to it, and two, captures people's attentions in a quicker way, provides them with the information they want. And instead of saying, you know, contact so-and-so, maybe just a quick link or a button that you can call to email, or if you want to, phone or connect with someone on Twitter. I mean, I think those are some of the little adaptations that we need.
And is that the type of thing you would tell your clients right now in 2015?
Yes. And I'd say, you know, use that news release sparingly. For some reason, people get confused with the news release as news, and it's really just a format for delivering news. So you have news, you want to get it out there, but are you using the best format for the platforms that the people you're trying to reach are on? Mobile, for example. And I don't think the news release is built for that. I think the wires like MarketWired or PR Newswire, you know, they're doing a lot to adapt the way news releases can be delivered, adding visuals, adding rich media to them. But right now, a lot of PR people aren't using all the features that they could be using. And it's really trying to just change a little bit.
Well, we'll figure out how they should move forward when we get back from the break. Don't go anywhere. We have Martin Waxman on the line today.
I'll be here.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. Finding links to improve your rankings in the search engines is time-consuming and frustrating for many of us. The Hoth is the go-to company to help lighten your link-building load. Their white-label SEO was made specifically for agencies, in-house SEOs, and affiliates. The Hoth also offers high-quality custom local citation building to improve search rankings in Google's Maps and localized results, providing fulfillment for some of the largest SEO companies in the world. The Hoth offers link and citation building services you can trust. Get $20 in link building or citation building credits free by going to thehoth.com/radio. THEHOTH.com/radio.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services. PPCprofessionals.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Martin Waxman of Martin Waxman Communications today. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Definitely. I think Peggy had the last round of questions. I did have a follow-up, but...
I'm burning to ask some, Shahab, so you do your follow-up. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, what are some ways, in your opinion, that brands and organizations can create news stories and push them out there so that they are relevant and, you know, the journalists are receptive to it?
I think one thing that every organization that has news can do is start to think more – like a newsroom and maybe less like a PR organization and really create your news hub. It amazes me how many corporate websites I still go to and I'll see the newsroom or press release section and they'll have PDF press releases, which aren't searchable. You open them on a mobile device. You got to flip it sideways. They're really hard to read. And it's as simple as adapting a WordPress platform. WordPress is a great platform. I don't work for them, but I love how it functions because it's naturally built to be a newsroom. You know, it's got categories. You can categorize your news and stories. It's got a great place for visuals. You can tag things, so it, and you can subscribe, so you can encourage the people you're trying to reach to subscribe to your news. And again, if you've updated your site as Google demanded that we do in time for Mobilegeddon, then your site is mobile friendly, and it's automatically presented in a way that is easy to read, easy to see, and easy to interact with on a mobile device. One thing I do want to just quickly say, in so many news releases, there are a few things that are repeated every time. The boilerplate, the about the company. Well, you don't necessarily need to repeat it in every single release or piece of news. Just have a little widget at the side of your newsroom that says about. Same thing for contact. You don't have to repeat that. You know, you just want to have one simple widget. Those are such simple fixes to use. And then we can talk about some more things after.
I have a follow-up on that because I have I also have clients in this space. What they're really into, and I think maybe overdoing it, so I want to reality check this with you, is newsjacking, because they're saying, yes, we have to be in the news, so we have to, you know, something happens, you know, Apple releases X, and they're like, you know, you want to have an expert opinion, we'll give it to you. And I think, you know, there probably are some rules now, Martin, you know, some good and bad, you know, etiquette or practice in this respect.
Yes. There are a lot of rules. The first one is use your judgment. You got to really be careful because, you know, brands like American Apparel got into trouble after Hurricane Sandy, where they, you know, thought it would be a cool thing to do to offer a Hurricane Sandy sale. Really dumb idea to newsjack a tragedy. And in fact, in a tragedy, the only thing that you want to do is to try to help. And if you can help, I mean, Procter & Gamble did that with Tide, for example, during Hurricane Katrina, where they went down there and, you know, helped people get their clothes clean, but they weren't necessarily looking for coverage. So I think that's the first thing. And the second thing is to make sure that what your story is really fits with the news and you're not stretching too far out of the realm of the pot.
Well, I feel better about what I'm telling my clients because they're head over heels about the idea of being in TechCrunch or wherever, and I'm saying there are limits. I'm just curious as a follow up to that, are there sort of things that are off limits becoming a news organization? You know, you're trying to create news, you're writing news, you're newsjacking, great term. What are some limits there?
Well, the limits are, again, it goes back to judgment. I think it goes back to authenticity and transparency. So you want to create things and stories that really matter to your brand, that really matter to your customers, that help your customers or your audience figure out, you know, where they're going and what they're trying to do. And I think you want to avoid pollution. You know, I think if we go back to the last tech bubble, you know, around the turn of the century, so many brands were just shoving out news releases left, right, and center, you know, and trying to get coverage where they had no idea. And really, a lot of organizations do that now, and that creates pollution. I think we want to avoid content pollution because there's so much junk out there, and it really makes it hard to break through, but also to filter the noise from what's really important.
And quick question, too. Is it true that now that Google has changed their algorithm yet again, that you know, kind of going back to what you were saying as far as the, you know, standard about and boilerplate and all of that, a lot of the press releases that, you know, I mean, just what people have been taught to do is open up with such and such brand who is out of the United States and is doing so and so. Is it true that press releases that start out like that now will go lower on the search totem pole, or is that just hearsay?
I think that's hearsay. I haven't read anything about that, but I think the point is that lead paragraph is what grabs people. Mm-hmm. And if you just start with, you know, so-and-so company today announced that's so boring. right? Yeah. That's where we really need to take a page out of the journalist playbook in PR and kind of get that first paragraph that really captures our attention and tells a story and sets a stage. And that's not an easy thing to do. It takes talent and it takes practice to do that, but it's really important. Something else we didn't talk about, but I think should, is video and the importance of video in telling a story. And the Mayo Clinic in the U.S., which is, I believe, the number one healthcare provider of healthcare information. Sorry, not the number one healthcare provider. What they do is they've turned their communications team into a news team. And every time they have news to announce, say a research paper or something that they want to say, they'll put it up as a story on their news site or blog. And every news release has a quote. Sometimes these are really stiff and wooden. So what they do is they'll have a doctor or researcher take out a smartphone and just interview them and get them to say a sentence or two before, a sentence or two after the quote. Really simple. They put a tag on the top and the bottom and then pop that in above their news story. And all of a sudden, you've got this video that brings the story to life, that adds context, that's simple and easy to use, and that media outlets and influencers can then use on their sites to kind of make the story have more depth and be something that you want to interact with.
And maybe even a little easier to share.
Yep.
So even if it's a rather, dry topic, so, my example is always, what do you do if you make tractors, right? It's really cool if you're in tech like we are, but, this is a way to make every topic somehow accessible is what you're saying, and interesting.
And there's a great story for everything. I mean, if you do make tractors, the stories around that are really, like, what's that tractor going to do for, farmer, what's it going to do for the kind of food that we eat, sort of the end product? Like, there's so many different ways that you can kind of position that to make it fun and interesting and relevant to the person you're trying to reach. I mean, that's the key. Rather than just push, 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 you want to kind of listen first and then make it relevant. And then it's shareable.
I was going to ask you, so you brought up video. What about live streaming video or apps like Periscope? Have you played with those at all? And what kind of impact does that have on news?
I think Periscope and live streaming apps like Meerkat too are really incredible. I played with them a little bit. So, for example, when Periscope came out, I was walking down the street in my neighborhood just saying, I'm doing a walk through the annex part of Toronto. I had like 50 people watching my crummy photography. But it was really interesting that, people start to do that. But I was at an event here. We have a big documentary film festival, Hot Docs. It was the opening party. There were tons of filmmakers, producers from around the world in one room having a great time. And I thought, if the PR team here had their smartphones out, they could go up to different producers, filmmakers, people who are in the in attendance and just say, hey, what'd you think of the film? What are you here for? And all of a sudden, they are broadcasting stories live from that event, and they're able to archive that for later, but to make it so that that event reaches more people in real time. Because, honestly, how many live TV stations are going to cover that event? Probably no one, but you have an opportunity there. So I think there's a lot that you can do on the company or brand news front with live streaming. Again, knowing that you may not get 500,000 or a million people or whatever it is, but that you're getting the right audience.
Yeah, and I do think you're right. I've played with Periscope a little bit, and some of my videos have 50 people sitting there watching the kind of crazy things I do, and others have one viewer, and it's quite interesting. Let's go to break, and then when we get back, we can talk about quite possibly a little bit more of this and maybe some top tips that you've got for our listeners. So listeners, don't go anywhere. We have Martin Waxman on the line.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Thank you. Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com. That's SpyFu.com. And start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, today we have Martin Waxman of Martin Waxman Communications with us today.
Yeah, and right before the break, we were talking about a topic I wanted to get into, sort of like the human side of all of this. We talked about the how to make stories interesting. I'm interested, Martin, in how to sort of balance the two schools of thought. One is that we write for Google, which ends up being, you know, horrible headlines, no fun, you know, adhering to SEO, you know, to the point of just not creating a great story anymore. And then there's, of course, the school of thought that says, forget it, we don't write for robots, we write for people. Where do you stand, or what do you tell your clients?
You know, I think content trumps everything. And Google is working hard to, I think, make that happen. And they're doing that with semantic search, which recognizes the relevance between words, and also with voice search, conversational search, where you can ask questions. And in fact, if you watched Mad Men's finale, there were ads from Google all about how Google is there to answer questions. And I think answering those questions is really where you can have some fun with the headlines. And the headlines are so important. So you have to have some keywords. You can't go away from keywords entirely. But and maybe it's because I was a creative guy in advertising for a while, I still default to creativity.
Speaking of Mad Men,
yes.
Did you see that new Tumblr that came out, Peggy, Martin? No?
No.
We'll have to link it for the listeners, but I'll also email it to you guys. It's a Tumblr account where somebody has been taking animated GIFs of the show and putting 20th century digital marketing and advertising, not quotes, but as if the characters, that's the kind of thing that they're saying.
Oh, cool.
It's hilarious. There's one where I think they were, no spoilers here, but when they were talking about, you know, the agency closing and kind of being eaten up by McCann and how everything is going to be fine, and then everybody kind of starts walking away, that scene. And instead, the little quote at the bottom is, "Is nobody going to the data trends seminar?" And everybody's like, oh man, it is hilarious. You know, so should we do Super Bowl video or a Vine video? You know, it's hilarious. So we'll link it for the listeners. And
I want someone to do a playlist of all the songs that ended every episode of Mad Men and what they meant.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I can't do
that. That's a good project, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're winding down here, but I definitely want to thank you again for coming on the show. It was a pleasure. very eye-opening, you know. But before we go, for our listeners, do you have any, you know, maybe top three tips of what their brand should do to stay top of mind in this new world?
Yes. I think you need to be brief, you need to be visual, and you need to be creative. And of course, what you do is you have to make sure that whatever you do is, you know, able to be found in search, because search is the number one thing we do online, and that's how we discover stuff, either organically via social or by typing something into, you know, the search bar on Google. So it's really important to show up there, and that's where content can really help you, and content that goes beyond just media clips. I think that's more than three.
Yeah, that was a lot. It was really good, though. Peggy, did you have any last questions before we head out here?
No, probably just a comment. I love it when something is sort of hands-on, practical, to the point. I love your tips. I was thinking, uh-oh, we're going to have this, you know, this really, you know, complex list, but it is really just exactly that. So you must feel sometimes as if, yes, everything has changed, but maybe everything is still very much the same at some level.
It is the same. I mean, I think it goes back to, if I can invoke Mad Men, the Mad Men days where creativity is really trumping everything. And I think for so many years, well, really for the last 5 years, we got caught up on the platform. So, ooh, Periscope is so great, or Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr, you know, whatever, or Instagram, whatever is the latest, greatest, shiniest new object. And now we're kind of used to the landscape, so hopefully creativity can be there. And that's where I think brands can shine, and it's easier said than done, of course.
Great. And so if our listeners want to get a hold of you, Martin, what avenue should they use? Email, Twitter?
Anything. You can first Google me, and that'll help. But I'm on Twitter, at Martin Waxman. You can email me, martinwaxman@gmail.com. Go to my website, martinwaxman.com. That's sort of like the Google Ranch, the triple W. So you can find me there. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, and happy to connect in multiple channels. And even if you happen to be in Toronto and see me on the street, you can tap me on the shoulder.
Perfect. And Peggy, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
You can check me out over at mobilegroove.com, email Peggy@mobilegroove, Twitter @PeggyAnn, A-N-N-E, and look around the web for all the other articles and blog posts I'm doing around there, and of course, everything back at our own website.
And you can catch me on Twitter @ShahabZaghari, that's Zagari. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.